Okay, let's dive into this. We're looking at some pretty serious federal funding challenges hitting universities really all across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. The sources we've got really lay out a tough picture, especially with things like caps on indirect cost recovery, other uncertainties popping up.
Right. So the mission here is basically to understand what's really going on, who it's hitting. And, well, spoiler, it's definitely not just the huge research schools feeling this.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just like theoretical numbers. We're seeing projections. Michigan potentially losing $31 million a year. MIT maybe $15, $16 million.
Wow. Brown, Caltech. They're all listing multi-million dollar hits.
Yeah, huge figures. And while that really stings the big R1s, it definitely ripples out. It affects the R2s, the smaller institutions, profoundly. Which brings us to, well, the need to adapt strategically.
That's the key takeaway, isn't it? Adaptation is non-negotiable. If the main funding stream isn't covering the full cost, universities have to get proactive about finding other revenue sources.
Which means looking beyond those big federal grants that have always been the main pillar.
Yes. It's about intentionally diversifying, looking seriously at industry partnerships, going after grants from private foundations, tapping into state programs where they exist, maybe even engaging donors differently.
Mm-hmm.
Finding and winning these alternative funds isn't just about bringing in more dollars overall. It's about building a more robust, more resilient financial base for research, one that isn't quite so vulnerable if one source suddenly changes, like with this cap.
And this is where technology, specifically AI, might offer some help navigating this tricky new landscape. We're going to take a deep dive today into one tool designed for exactly this, Streamline's FundFit 2.0.
Yeah, FundFit 2.0 is positioned precisely as a tool to meet this need. Streamline CEO Randy Ausden even said FundFit 2.0 is, quoting here, our answer to the urgent need for smart, scalable funding discovery. It's about giving institutions and researchers better tools for this environment.
And it's their latest version, right? Generating buzz, especially with new features aimed at individual researchers.
That's right. It's really leveraging artificial intelligence to try and change how funding opportunities are found and secured, both at the institutional level and, importantly now, for individual PIs, too.
Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty then. How exactly does FundFit 2.0 work? How does it help find these opportunities and maybe make the whole process less painful?
Well, at its core, it uses AI to churn through just massive amounts of data on funding opportunities from everywhere, federal, state, foundations, corporate sponsors. It looks for the signals in all that noise, trying to surface opportunities you might have missed otherwise.
So it's more than just a search bar where you type keywords.
Oh, much more. It uses AI, machine learning, and their own algorithms for what they call intelligent matching. It tries to match the right researchers to the right opportunities, funding to researchers, and even researchers to potential collaborators.
Okay, that sounds powerful. So you don't need to guess the exact term the sponsor used.
Exactly. That's a big piece. Natural language search. You can basically just type what you're looking for in plain English. Something like, you know, STEM grants over $1.5 million for climate research in the Midwest.
Oh.
And the AI figures out your intent. It goes beyond just keywords to find the obvious matches and maybe the sort of hidden gem programs that didn't use your exact terms. It's a big step up from older systems where you had to know the matching words.
I could see how that would save a ton of time and frustration for researchers and grant offices.
Absolutely. And it does more. It gives you AI-generated insights and dynamic matching. So it analyzes the funding landscape and your profile to highlight what it thinks are the most promising leads for you.
How does it show that?
It often includes an AI-driven score, like a percentage match, saying how well it thinks an opportunity fits your expertise. Plus, it gives you these AI-generated summaries explaining why it's suggesting it. Saves you reading the whole long solicitation right away.
What about putting the team together? Finding collaborators is often key for big grants.
Crucial. And FundFit 2.0 uses AI for that, too. It has this AI-driven reverse match. So you point it at a specific funding call, an RFP.
Request for proposal, right?
Right. And the system suggests who might be the best people to team up with for that specific opportunity. It looks at researchers' work publications, funding history, expertise to find good fits.
Inside the university.
Both inside and potentially outside your own institution, which is really interesting for building those stronger, maybe more interdisciplinary teams that funders often like to see.
So it can actually suggest specific people proactively. based on trends it sees.
Yes, exactly. Based on its AI looking at publication and funding patterns, it can suggest individual researchers or potential partners who might be good collaborators, maybe for emerging research areas or specific upcoming calls.
Okay, but keeping profiles accurate for this matching must be work. Does it help there?
With FundFit 2.0, researchers can basically sync their ORCID ID profile with one click to create or update their FundFit profile.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, it keeps everything current with their latest work automatically and connects them into that global network.
And notifications. Getting alerts about new opportunities before deadlines pass is vital.
Absolutely critical. FundFit 2.0 has tailored multi-channel notifications. It's not just email. It can push alerts directly into the tools people are already using, like Slack, Microsoft Teams.
Oh, nice.
Or mobile phones, even custom web apps using something called webhooks. The idea is the info comes to you in your workflow, so you're not constantly having to log into yet another system or sift through email.
Does it get smarter the more you use it?
Yes, that's another feature. It learns from you. As you interact, save things, dismiss things, tweak your interests, it tracks those patterns. Over time, the suggestions become more personalized and relevant to what you actually care about. It forces everyone to rethink old processes and see where new tools can offer a real strategic edge.
So a final thought for you listening, as you navigate this challenging landscape dealing with these financial pressures and uncertainties, could leveraging technology like AI for finding funds and building teams be the key differentiator? Not just for surviving this period, but maybe for actually thriving and ensuring research excellence continues long into the future. Definitely something to mull over as you plan ahead.